O'Mahony. His speech is titled Interruptions. So that's Paul O'Mahony with a speech titled Interruptions.
Thank you very much, contest chair. And thank you all for not interrupting her. I mean, when somebody's talking about me, I don't like anybody to interrupt them. You know, I know a lot about you already. You don't like to be interrupted when you're trying to say something important. To get something out, to be able to express your thoughts, your feelings and your emotions. What woman would want anyone to interrupt them? It's true also of the men. Even though they don't admit it, even though you don't admit it, you don't like anyone finishing your sentences for you. You actually love being able to say what you think. Isn't that right? And you also don't want anybody else, assuming that they know you. You don't like people to think that they know what you're thinking. So I apologise to you all for pretending that I know you all. It is a fact, though, that there are two places in the whole world where you won't be interrupted. And there are really only two places. Hands up if you know what they are already. Thank you for not interrupting. The first place is when you're talking to yourself. That true? When you're talking to yourself, nobody interrupts you. And when you interrupt yourself, it's part of your speech. So that's not interruption at all. Yes, talk to yourself. Toastmasters. Please, talk to yourself, because you will be heard. Now, there's a second place you can find where you definitely won't be interrupted. Hands up all of you who have ever interrupted a speaker in the middle of the district speech final. Hands up all of you who have interrupted somebody at an area speech final. I bet you none of you are going to interrupt me. You see, Toastmasters is where you can speak without being interrupted. Isn't that a great reason to join? You know, so many people aren't heard. So many people feel that their true self doesn't get a chance to be expressed. Now, I'm married. I was married at a wedding. It was an occasion where I was sitting with my wife at a table, not altogether unlike this one, and all the guests we had in, they were nearly all our friends. Nearly all our friends. And I came from a family in Limerick that was long-standing business family. At number 120 on the main street, 120. Now, my wife, on the other hand, oh, did I tell you? My family sold books in 120. Meanwhile, in number 54, my wife's family was selling white goods. Hands up all of you who have white goods. Now, I'm not going to complain that you interrupted. That was perfectly okay. That's the kind of interruption. But yes, you know, books and white goods. Right. So, in the course of the speech, I say, Look, there's a big tradition in Limerick, and it may exist in Cork as well, by the way, which is that all the businesses on the main street give each other 10% discount. You might have come across this. There's some name for it. 10% off. So, for example, when someone from my family went into the butcher's to buy meat, 10% discount. When someone came into to my family's business, from another business, mind you, not people who are just arriving as tourists, but no, 10%. And I decided that I would announce to everybody that because of this family alliance that's taking place between the books and the white goods, the books and the washing machines, the books and the dishwashers, not to forget the dryers, there would be a 15% discount for all members of the Clancy's. And, because I've been speaking to my wife, there would be a 15% reduction for anybody who wanted to buy books from the Clancy's. And then there was an interruption. Then this tall woman, a friend, I must admit, of somebody else, not me, she pipes up and she says, Yeah, but the discount on a book, how does that compare with the discount on a washing machine? Oh, the mortification. You know what that means. It means if you buy a washing machine, you'll get, 80 euros off. If you buy a book, you'll get 25 cents off or something. So I had to have her removed. She was taken away, and she won't come to my next wedding. Definitely not. And here's the point, Toastmasters. Every human being, whether they're in Toastmasters or out of Toastmasters, from the time they are an incy-wincy child, wants to be heard. Hands up all of you who screamed for attention when you were young. Now there's one thing to do. For goodness sake, come to Toastmasters and talk to yourself. Thank you.